All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Co-Creating Heaven on Earth, Pellington Tea Touch for You. And we're here today, of course, with Linda Tellington Jones, Eleanor Silverstein, and myself, Sandy Rakowitz. And as always, we have a power-packed time for you planned. And I will hand over to you, Miss Linda.
Welcome. I was quite amazed that by synchronicity, the piece that came up yesterday, the inspiration was about, included a mention that I gave of a past life regression that was really one of the many, many milestones in my life. And before we go into the forest, into our place of inspiration through our cottages that we have created, I'm going to ask us all just to put our hands on either our heart chakra or on our wonderful belly down here. You take your choice. And go within, with each 1 1/4 gentle spiral circle, and connect with these 100 trillion cells, each one containing that divine consciousness within each one of us, within each cell, remembering that this body, this precious body that carries us, often with pain and fear, this is our universe for our soul. And I want to share with you one of the very first regressions, and I've done many, many, many past life regressions, most of them with Chris Griscom at the Light Institute, some of them amazing and spontaneous, which any of us can do. And this particular one, I found myself sitting somewhere out in the universe in spirit form on a table of a council of 72. And a question was posed during that council asking for free will. And that question was taken by these, it just seemed like these angels, these beings that were there to take that request to divine source. And we sat there quietly for a period of time, and then the answer came back that on the planet Earth, this would be a place where we could experience free will, that we would come in onto the planet, into the human body, without the memory of who we are. And over the years, in these messages that I would get, always sitting in nature, was always through the vehicle of sitting with the trees, or imagining I was in a forest, being just quiet, gathering with spirit animals and nature spirits around me, that what came to me, and it was so clear, that this place that we're here in this physical vehicle of our body on the planet, this is heaven on earth when we choose to remember that connection to divine source and our oneness with all that is. And it is just so amazing, my level of gratitude for this piece that I'm wearing, this peace, this Peace Run Award that is dedicated to oneness of all it is. And this concept of our connection with nature and finding that inner peace within. And as I was watching the inspiration that we were all sent yesterday, what came to me is, look at this gathering. I have known some of you here for more than 30 years. We have quite a number here with us. And others of you who are just new to this gathering, this concept that we're bringing together here, this connection with nature, and this amazing message from the Moreton Bay Fig Tree, that to recognize the God within is only the start, that the kingdoms are recognized as one with us, each one of us. All the kingdoms is necessary for remembering that this can be heaven on earth. And what I got over the years, we hear the words hell and purgatory, and I am convinced that hell is when we choose to go that left brain way, only going with the ego self, because it's a place from which we stand alone. Or purgatory is when we're on the fence and we haven't yet connected, not knowing that we are a divine spark, each one of us. And that every cell in this body is that divine spark, and this amazing 1 1/4 spiral circles is a way of connecting and activating that. And what I got in the past days as I was preparing for this is this, I just want to read this, that when we are in a place of pain or fear, we separate ourselves from ourselves from ourselves. And that as each one of us address those places in the body that where we don't feel the light, or we don't feel that yet that connection to the divine spark, that as we change that, as we shift, when we remember that we are connected to all that is, that we, each one of us, brings a healing to the whole planet. And I just, what was up on the fig tree, what was written, if you didn't have a chance to read it, it was part of the Atlantis message where we were all gathered together, and I'm sure every one of you who is here were there. I am certain of that. And we were saying goodbye. And what I got in another regression was that I would bring this simple form of touch, very simple touch. And I'm reading it here from this collection of messages. When the world was once again at a tipping point, we would find our way back together, each bringing precious gifts. My gift would be a special type of simple touch that would remind each person of his or her perfection and oneness with divine spirit and with all that is. That is heaven on earth. Welcome to this gathering of those who promise to make a difference on the planet. And as we go into the forest today, what I'd like us to do, we'll go in and then we'll see what comes. So I'd like everyone to close their eyes, take some beautiful deep breaths. Put your hands on yourself and do a few very gentle tea touches, just giving thanks to parts of our body, with a smile to activate the serotonin and that trust hormone, the oxytocin. And now from wherever you are, just imagine that you're going to get up and find a place in your home where there's a door. It's an unseen door. And you're going to walk through that door and come out on the other side in this beautiful, beautiful forest. And there's a path in the forest. And that path is going to lead to a cottage that we have for the past couple of months been going to. It's a magical place where each one of us can find that place of peace and beauty and solitude in the way that actually allows us to feel and connect with all beings on the planet. Just take some moments as you pass through the door into that cottage, into that space, and take a deep breath. And what sense do you smell? What do you hear? Just bring that up. What would you like? We create our own reality. Let us create this reality. And look around, look at the colors, the floor, the walls, the ceiling. What's the feeling you get in here? Feel your heart. Feel the stillness and feel all around the cottage the nature that surrounds us, the trees, the plants, all the birds and the bees. And now we're going to look for that door that's going to lead through the cottage to the outer area. And then look around, because we're going to take a few minutes, just a little bit of time here, and on the outside, create an outer space for you to come back to after we've gone together a little further into this ancient, beautiful, magical forest. What will you create here? Is it going to be, what type of trees, what type of plants do you have? Which animals are waiting for you there? Call in all of them you wish to have with you and look to see who's there that you didn't expect to support you, to bring that feeling of total peace when you are surrounded by animals who love you and who you have loved. And look for the nature spirits. They're all around us. We only have to ask to see them. Is the water speaking to you? How? What is the water? What are the stones and the minerals around this beautiful place outside your own very secret cottage? And now know that you can come back anytime, as many of us have been doing in these weeks since we created this place. And now we're going to each one of us walk farther into the forest along the path that's leading us. And as you proceed, look around. Just look at observe the flowers. Observe the bushes, observe the little birds who are there, or the big birds. And there are animals who are gathering with us. And they're celebrating as they feel the tree celebrating as we walk toward the Morton Bay fig tree, this 600-year-old tree who spoke to me many years ago. And everybody's celebrating. And through the network that is now known, that the trees have this ability to communicate, and we know that there's a potential that we just have to remember, that we can feel the connections of all these animals who are here with us and all the other beings. I feel the bees celebrating and coming with us and sending out and feeling love from the blossoms as we pass along this path. Feel, imagine you can just move your feet and feel the earth, the breath of the earth, the breath of Mother Earth as we tread along this beautiful path. Now we're going to come into this opening where the sun is coming through in beautiful, gentle ways, and there's a breeze that is rustling in the trees, and this opening is waiting for us around this magical tree. And there are other trees. I would like to have each one of you imagine one of a favorite tree you have ever seen that is surrounding us in this clearing. And under our feet is this really beautiful feeling. We're on this crystal, aquamarine crystal that's in the earth. And surrounding it, there are these beautiful rock outcrops. It's like they're speaking to us, and there will be a place for each one of us to sit. Remember, we create our reality. So create the space, create the perfect place for you to be now in circle with us. And in the center of it is going to be a little bubbling spring, a beautiful spring that comes up out of the earth. And there are birds gathered all around this. And they're coming to greet us and to drink and to allow us to see which type of birds each one of us brings. And remember the smile, the serotonin activation. And now, as we sit in circle, very gently, with these beautiful 1 1/4 circles, with the spiral inward, to connect with this divine spark. Move your hand all over the parts of your body. And this time, I would like you to just imagine that you are outside yourself, looking at yourself sitting there, rather than creating ourselves outside ourselves as we have done before. This time, you're going to be, so you're this in the spirit form, looking at yourself. Look at this beautiful being you are. When you see the light within each cell, that divine spark. And just think of this concept that has been out there forever. You know, look within, look within. And we know now that thanks to Dr. Pop, that each cell has a light, and that light represents the communication between the cells. So as I am speaking, just very softly, with as though you're melting your hand on your body, and at the same time, you're outside yourself, looking at yourself doing this. Touch each part of your body with gratitude. Touch this body, recognizing that you are a divine spark, and speaking, connecting, communicating with these divine sparks in every single cell of the 100 trillion cells. The number given by Dr. Bruce Lipton and by Joan King. 100 trillion. Just go for it. And the parts that you can't reach, just imagine that you can. And actually, it would be very interesting, perhaps, that in your spirit form, perhaps you can reach down and just gently touch yourself, that being that is you sitting in a really special place that you have created right there in our circle. And let us bring in now to all parts of the body as you gently, and I'm using the lying leopard and the abalone very gently with the one contact. Just bring in that thank you factor of gratitude everywhere. And imagine, with this 1 1/4 spiral circle, gently go in and connect with the light in those cells, remembering that's the divine spark. And I'd like to remind you, with each spiral circle, bring in forgiveness, the Ho'oponopono forgiveness prayer. Each part that is causing you pain, or each part where you don't feel as much light because of the pain, or the fear of pain, or the fear. 1 1/4. Now, if it's special areas, imagine the quarter back, and then spiral up and spiral in gently. I'm using the back of my hand on my back right now. And I have the front, I have my other hand on my belly. Oh, go in and find this amazing innards that we have, all these cells that work for our digestion, and go for all the parts. Each part that you can touch, our spleen, our liver, wow, our gallbladder, all of this, we can reach with this way. And remember, now what I would like to invite you, I see some beautiful nature spirits flying around. Let's bring light into this with just this like waft of flowers that are being spread and sparkles all around us. We're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate our gathering, our connection together, our connection with each cell in our bodies, our realization that we can release that pain and fear. On some places, remember to just fold your fingers and use the back of your fingers in this beautiful little baby orangutan, and call a orang in. Maybe one of them can reach out and touch the parts of you that you can't touch so easily. Call in a beautiful bear to gently touch you, as a wild bear did me when he brought trust by taking my eyelashes in his lips and gently, one eyelid at a time, pulled them lightly out and put it back in this beautiful place of trust. And I'm going to call him. His name, we gave him, was Kenyon. And he's here with us. And I'm so looking forward to hearing from each one of the animals that you have with you. Look around. And if you, there's somebody, remember, you'd like to call in, we create our reality. Bring them into you. And go deep, deep into the body where you cannot touch, but you can maybe bring a sparkle in there to the hormones. Gently with the tips of your fingers, a very gentle raccoon touches with a one contact or less. Make your 1 1/4 circle and spiral into the center very gently to reach and activate those hormones in the very best way for you. And remember that as we activate that memory of our connection here on the planet with all that is, because we're all connected, as each one of us makes this connection consciously with that divine spark, that light within every cell, that is going out around the planet. And all the stuff that we see out there just send prayers and forgiveness and for our part in it. And recognize that each one of us is bringing a special gift. Each one of us has a special gift. And now as you quietly continue to move around your body, circle, spiral, and inward, overall, reach with either your hands or your mind, every part of you. And as we do this, know that you are making a difference in the world, because that is reaching out to every single person on the planet, in the past, in the future, and now. And I'm going to give you a little bit of time, just quietly, to explore this universe and ask for whatever help you need to release the fear and the pain that each one of us experiences. Knowing that is connecting with all that is. That is creating our heaven on earth. And now, recognizing that there really is no time, it's all only now, takes a nice deep breath. And we're going to now go back down the path, each one of us. To your beautiful space you've created in the forest. And pause at the outer area on the outside that you have created in your own space. And really imprint that feeling with all of your senses. Feel right there in that spot all of the amazing beings of nature and all the angels and all of the nature spirits. All those we have felt around us in our circle. Bring them here to your own space. And know that anytime you want, you can come back here and call us all up just to sit with you in circle for your support. And ask, just ask in this sacred space you've created, what is one of your gifts, one of your many gifts that you bring to this precious planet at this time? And let's just imagine that in your own space, we, each one of us in your own spaces, we are all gathered there in each one of these spaces, and we're going to join hands and just like dance around. And for those of you who have not been perhaps in a place in this physical body where you could dance, of course you can now. We're all together. We're in this wonderful spirit body, this reality that is us. And let us just like join, dance around, make circles ourselves, separate our from our hands, circle, come back, and just like we were on the Mayflower, around the dancing around the Mayflower, like they do in Germany. It's so in Europe. It's so beautiful. And celebrate this time together, and celebrate these amazing gifts that we all bring together to create our heaven on earth, to remember that this is heaven on earth when we simply connect with all that is and divine spirit within. And then let us look around our circle, smile. Give hugs if you feel like it, yes. And then each of us turn and go through our own doors of our cottage, into the cottage, twirl around a little inside and celebrate this place that many of us are coming to during the times when we're not here together, and walk out the other door, to the path that leads to that door into your own home. Come through the door. Come into your own space. And with a heart hug of deep appreciation, smile at that vehicle, at our own vehicles. And when you are ready, open your eyes and see this gathering of those who promise to make a difference on this planet at this time. Now, Sandy, I would love to have you lead us in journaling this. And after we've done the journaling, I would love to have you share your piece that you bring at this time that you just got.
So, bring your pen or marker to your paper and just let the images and messages and the feeling tone of this magnificent journey that Linda has just led us through, finding the colors, the different words and the colors with simple shapes to represent different parts of where you've been led, where what you've been creating, the feelings that come through in your connection into the spiral, into your light body, with the trees, with your own soul looking to yourself and seeing you in your divinity, in this body vehicle. What's that like? And let that flow from through your arm, your hand, and through your pen or marker and onto the page. Without any editing, just the feelings, the tone, the sense. Gifts that you bring through this beautiful body. Different words may want different colors. Letting images take shape through your pen. Your cottage. Your path. What's your path? That network, being connected to the network of tree roots beneath your feet. Your special place and who's surrounding you, who's here to guide and help you. The sounds, the messages that come through your feeling in connection with all that is. The sense of what's imprinting in these experiences right into the core of your cells. Just finishing up the images or colors, the scents, messages. Just finishing up. You can always come back to this, knowing that this is deep, deep within you. Can be accessed anytime. And as Linda asked me to, I was sharing with Linda and Eleanor the other day about what came to me in a meditation. I was asking about some big feeling issue. And I was shown some things that came together that I've been seeing over many years. And it's a spiral, not surprising, and within a heart, and shown that this was what they said it was, they were calling it a heart source spiral activation. And I was guided to move into the spiral inside my heart and enter as if it were, it felt like a gateway. And in the days since then, I've been led to take all any concerns, any fears, and literally as if I were taking that issue and bringing it and breathing it into the spiral so that it can transmute, and to then follow through the spiral and see what guidance, what comes, what messages come through that at that time. And I've been led into a place that feels like it's, I was telling Linda and Eleanor, it's like where I go with a mindful pause when I'm laying in bed and I'm just really using 1 1/4 circles and then pausing. And another time I found myself out into the universe. And then another time I was in each of my cells.
And so that's really beautiful, Sandy. I so wanted you to share that with everyone. And perhaps that would be something that you could really expand on on the Facebook and give us an opportunity, you know, to go there before the next class. It would be interesting to do that.
You mean like to lead it or?
No, just to share your experience, right, to write about it so that we could do that.
Great.
But let's think about that. So, thank you. What have we got in the sharing? Who would like to share that experience? One of the things I would like to tell you that really has been influencing me to go in that particular direction of what we did was a book that I have been reading for the first time called Seth Speaks. And it's by Jane Roberts. And I want to bring that up because Jane Roberts in the 70s wrote and channeled this entity called Seth. How many of you, can we see a show of hands? How many of you know the Seth books and Jane Roberts, The Nature of Personal Reality? I see Karen Schwartzer. Wow, really, just keep your hands up. I would just like to have a chance to look around and see you. Because I can only see 25 people and we've got 43 on here. And I don't know how to scroll down, Sandy, to see, or Eleanor, how to see the rest of the people. How do I get then there?
If you go to the right side of your screen, move your cursor, you'll see an arrow that goes to the right, and it'll say 1 out of 2. It'll take you to 2 out of 2.
Wow. I just want to really celebrate all of us here together. Wow, fantastic. Yeah, I see so many of us. Yeah. I see Elizabeth. Elizabeth iPhone. Which Elizabeth? It's not Elizabeth Eckert. Who is another Elizabeth without a second name? I see you in the green shirt. Can you unmute yourself? So
I don't know if I can.
I unmuted.
Oh, I lost you. I lost her. She disappeared.
I'm Beth Glass. Elizabeth Glass. Beth Glass.
Oh, great. All right. Super. Thank you. So one of the reasons I brought this up for you, the first book, The Nature of Personal Reality, that I read in the 70s, absolutely changed my life on page 91. And it was so profound, I quit reading there. And I haven't looked at it since. But this reason I'm bringing this up to you for further consideration is in 2012, the book Seth Speaks was published, republished. And what really interested me is the collection of people who wrote in the recommendations for the book. Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Dr. Jerry Jampolsky, and Hayes, Louise Hayes, all said that this information had profound influences on them. And one of the things I love about being on the iPad is now with the new Kindle, you can actually cut and paste these big notes. And this is one that I pasted that just reminds us that consciousness creates our reality. And no objective reality exists but that which is created by consciousness. Your own physical reality is created in perfect replica of your inner desires and thoughts. This is something I think is really, you are the manifestation of your own psychological and psychic selves. And that means whatever we have that we're dealing with, we have the opportunity to really influence and change that. And I love that Morgaine wrote, Seth talks all about the cells. And it's really fascinating. So I'm putting that out there because at the same time, I'm reading this Heart Intelligence. This is, you can't see now. Let's see, I'm going to go back to my exit full screen, go back to speaker's view for a moment and see this. See, I only see you, Eleanor. Can you see? Oh yeah, you can see that. Can you see that book? This is Heart Intelligence, connecting with the intuitive guidance of the heart. And I just thought it went so beautifully with what Sandy, with the image that Sandy got with the spiral and into the cell. So I feel that this is, these two sources are really valuable additions to our ability to bring these gifts onto the planet to make a difference as we promise to do. So,
Linda, who did you say wrote Heart Intelligence?
Well, this is by Jock Childers, Howard Martin, Deborah Rosman, and Roland McCready, the Heart Math group, the original.
Thank you. Four.
Yeah. So my hope is that, sorry, Sandy, go ahead. You're just writing again. Yeah, Heart Intelligence, connecting with the intuitive guidance of the heart. They've written, this heart math stuff has been influencing me for 20 years, but this is, I think really, this book is really particularly applicable to what we're doing and what we're getting. Who wrote Heart Intelligence? Doc Childa, C-H-I-L-D-R-A, Childa. If you just look up Heart Intelligence, you'll get it. Just Google it and you'll get it. Or go to Heart Math Institute and you'll see all of the books that they have, which are really, really been hugely influential for me and many of us. Who would like to share this journey? What you got along the journey? What animals had something to say to you? What did you get with this looking from the outside, looking at yourselves, appreciation? Did anybody get a new level of appreciation of this vehicle? That was what was coming so powerfully to me. How are we going to unmute people so that they can speak? Because we've got...
Sorry, I was writing notes.
I know, but we've got okay. to look at...
Yes, I'm sorry. Raise your hand and I will see you. Oh, good. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hey, hi. Today, I got... I've been using my little pencils here. And yeah. I got... I chose this word smile, and I put a, you know, big old smile on there, and I have my little forest, and I started putting the circle and a quarter. There's your little aquamarine, and the cabin is right here, but I just started using the circle and a quarter like orbs that were kind of floating in space. And as all we have to do is grab them to include them, you know, because they're like all around us all the time. So it's just like connecting orb, circle and a quarter. So that's what I had fun with today.
Thank you. Let's watch for hands.
So Morgane, I'm gonna unmute you.
I think he had raised it earlier, but maybe it is for now. I'm sorry.
I don't care who's first.
Did you want to share something?
I just saw one huge, I drew one huge vortex of the circle, and that we were all, that my whole body and everything was in the circle itself, and it was full of hearts. So I should have got the opposite of yours. But I give thankfulness to my body every day. Like, I think it's the most miraculous thing in the entire world, like how it can grow from tiny microscopic seeds without a manual, how it breathes. Just walks, talks, everything without us having to do anything. So me, for years after reading Seth, I think that my body is the most incredible thing. But in the journey, if we were in a, you know, I didn't have to do the spirals because they were it. They were light. And I was inside that. So I was always inside that energy of the spiral rather than doing it inside myself. It was life itself.
Beautiful, beautiful. Life itself. Did you see Judy Frank ask to share?
I did, and I unmuted you, Judy.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to make note that when Linda started this beautiful meditation, it was, at least on East Coast time, it was 1:11. Our angels were flying around. And so that just really amplified my heart space.
Fabulous.
what well a lot of things. After Rockville, Linda, and I've been having knee issues. So I've been really concentrating on my knee, and I've been visualizing the spirals on my knee and up and down my right leg. So when you guided us into the forest, into our space, and I walked out my door to my outdoor space and found the tree, the huge banyan tree in Lahaina on Maui, that just went woof. And it picked me up, and I felt the trade winds, and I was flying and swimming with the dolphins and just like right there, right on Maui, but in the cradling clutches of the banyan tree. And then when you talked about the spirit animals, my little dog Olive, when she was a puppy, she was very precocious, and I didn't know about T-touch. I didn't know about dog behavior. I didn't know anything, so I just let her be. Well, she came back with a previously dead squirrel, but she had a dead squirrel. She also rousted a baby turkey out of the woods and carried it and probably shook it to death. She did the same thing to a fawn, and she did the same thing to a turtle. So for years, I have felt bad about that she hastened their death. So these animals came to me. They came to me, and they told me that they were privileged to give up their life before hers, so that when she went to heaven, they could welcome her.
How beautiful. Thank you so much. And there's a note there that if you can see it, Eleanor, there's feedback. Somebody's got a couple of things open. If you see that,
I'm not hearing the feedback. Linda, are you?
No, I'm not, but somebody just said they are. So
if they're hearing feedback, though, that might be that it's coming from their equipment. Because if I'm not hearing it, you're not hearing it. Sandy, are you hearing it? So it actually might be their equipment.
Okay, so
Donna, maybe you have more than one thing open.
Great.
Yeah.
Judy, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
It's such an important part of life and the next life and all of the lives.
So I'm trying to unmute Ruby, but I can't. So Ruby, give it a try.
Hi. Hi, Linda. You are the most incredibly powerful, beautiful soul. And Sandy, that was very, very, very deep for me. It's I've had a really tough couple weeks. And I've got activated the trigeminal again. And before this meeting, and I need to try to be able to present myself while it's happening here, I was in agony. And taking this journey with you, there was just now just this peace that is warmed and ironed out the wasps that actually I got stung 4 times the other day by yellow jackets, and I think it's activated it more. So I'm going in that whole journey of the spiral and going back and going in. Thank you. And Sandy, I have to show you, it's not, you blew me away because I drew what you talked about, what you meditated. I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So first of all, Robin, I was surrounded by robins and my birch tree, but there's the heart and the spirals and then the tree and the f- foot grounded in the darkness. There was this darkness like into the earth, my feet and the with the roots. And thank you guys. I could not do it myself with tea touch, and I try quite a bit. The energy fields coming off my body were so strong. I had to, it was more than an arm's length away. It's building in intensity when it returns to me, and I'm trying to figure out ways to iron it out. So this was very helpful.
And there's something about doing this, taking it, sending it out away from you.
Whoa.
Just sending it out, transmuting it into the universe, transmuting it to light. All
to
of
light.
That.
Okay.
Transmute all of that to light.
This brings up a good question. I was going to ask, can you do tea touch in stereo? Can you do both hands at the same time doing, you know, like this? Could I do it? And would I do it in the same direction or would it matter?
So you know the answer to that. Do it and see what feels right.
So it okay.
Just see how that feels to you.
Well, I had been doing it in stereo, and I kept wondering. I wonder if...
Did it feel right?
It actually did feel right, yes. It felt really nice.
Think about that.
Ask her.
So all of you, just think about that. I mean, does it feel good to you? Does it make your heart sing when you do that? And then try with one hand. And it may be unbalanced because as you describe this field around you, smile into it. And it takes both hands to get to shift that, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It does.
It's not going to work for you with one hand.
No.
At this time. But you found that.
Yes, I did.
So trust it. And just play around. I mean, it's interesting for all of us to do this because it's not something that I've ever done before. And it's interesting when you, and don't worry about the direction. You can try it the other way. If I do it the opposite way of what I intuitively do, my hands don't want to do it. So trust yourself. It's about that trust. Interesting.
I have to share with you this intuitive yoga class I had on the edge of a pond here in Maine. There were four ladies. And I taught the tea touch with breath work in five parts. And to expand the vessel, like one quarter, to get that circle and a quarter, and to have them expand their vessel in all directions. And then the pause back with pursed lips and a smile with a, it was so beautiful next to the water. Linda, thank you. It's a great way for me to visually help people learn how to breathe into that tea touch.
Beautiful. And thank you for sharing that. And I just want to say to all of you, just remember that each one of you brings your beauty to this. And my gratitude for the fact that we can do this, thanks to the collaboration, the sharing, the coming together that Eleanor and Sandy and I do together. It's like the three musketeers. Because I could not begin to do this without them and the gifts that they bring and without each one of you. And I think it's really important to celebrate that. Know that every one of you here gathered together is making a difference as we bring this knowing together. Thank you. And Sandy, I think we have to close this one piece, don't we? And
yeah. Yeah, so let's take a break. It is 11:11 on the Pacific. How perfect is that? Shall we do 5 minutes or 4 minutes and come back at a quarter after? Okay. So I'll stop this recording and we'll be back in 4 minutes at a quarter after.